And now it's time for your cemetery stories from San Francisco StoryCorps. Marianne Gilmer was born in Germany during the Second World War. She says growing up in her village during those tragic years was tough on her family, especially after her father died in battle. She was aware of death at a young age, but she and her best friend still found ways to remain playful and adventurous. In this story, she tells her daughter Susan about one of her most peculiar playgrounds, the local cemetery.
We would take our doll buggies, we love dolls, you know, we had dolls in our baby stroller, buggy. And the cemeteries in Germany are different than they are here, you know, it's a culture. It's their big beds with a lot of flowers, people put beautiful flower arrangements on it.
It's almost like a garden in some
ways,
isn't it?
Yeah, you've seen it, you know. So at that time, there was this one corner of the cemetery that was a children's cemetery. And we liked it because it had all the little graves with a little...
tiny gardens, probably.
Little crosses and tombstones. And it would always say, our little angel or something, you know, and the date of birth. And we'd be, like, very young. And it made us so sad, you know. And then some of them would have flowers and some of them wouldn't. So we felt sorry for the ones that didn't have flowers. So we would go to the big compost pile where the people took their wilted flowers. And we took the ones that had just a little bit of life left in them. And we would put them on the graves of the children.
The little neglected ones.
Yeah. What would you say, the one that does all the funerals? He lived there. The grave digger, that's what he was, the grave digger, yeah. And we kind of made up stories about him and kind
would
of scared ourselves.
Would he allow you just to play over there?
Oh, yeah, because we were no problem, you know. We were just sitting there and talking
playing
to our
cemetery.
Dolls and picking up the wilted flowers and, you know, but...
Now, wouldn't you then kind of join in on some of the funerals?
Oh, yeah, actually we did, because they had the Leichenhalle there. It was in the same place. It was a little chapel.
What's the Leichenhalle?
With the where they put the dead, bring the dead people, and also for viewing for people. So it would be just like the funerals. So they would be just like a bed. They would be like laying in a bed with a sheet and their hands folded like that, maybe across. And people could come and view. So we walked right along, you know, viewing those people and crying with them. And afterwards we just, and people would go like to the grave and then they, you know, I mean, then they did the casket thing and then they would walk them to the grave and they would sing the grave down, the people be standing there crying, obviously, you know, and they'd put the little sand pile, I know, and flowers on the casket. And we would do all that, you know, and then we would follow them to the wake because it was all open, like it was for the whole village.
Okay.
Because we did the same things for weddings. We went to all the weddings and then afterwards we would go to the celebration, and they would, even if you were not related, they'd always give you some cake or, you know, whoever wanted to partake, and so I got fed.